USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center estimates Hurricane Dorian will arrive off the coast of South Carolina early Thursday. Charleston Mayor John Teckenberg says most people on the coast should know the drill by now.
If you live in a residence that flooded over the last 4 years between the 2015 storm, Matthew, Irma, you should evacuate your residence and move to higher ground and stay out of harm's way.
As peace talks continue with the Taliban in hopes of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard tells folks at a meet and greet in Iowa, we need to bring our troops home.
Their continued presence is not going to even begin to solve the deeper systemic problems that face the Afghan government.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chicago's mayor and a U.S. senator from Texas engage in a Twitter feud over gun violence. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Windy City Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasting Senator Ted Cruz for using her city as an example of why gun control's not the answer to gun violence in America. Cruz tweeting on Monday that gun control doesn't work, referring to a Breitbart News article breaking down the number of shootings in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. The Texas Republican said disarming law-abiding citizens isn't the answer. Lightfoot fired back on Twitter, saying 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by what she referred to as coward Republicans like Cruz, who refuse to enact common-sense gun legislation.
Houston police are trying to find whoever pulled a gun and stormed the restaurant over Popeyes being out of chicken sandwiches. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, NOAA hurricane hunter Richard Henning is flying in the eye of Hurricane Dorian. He joins Fox News and talks about why the storm pretty much came to a standstill over the Bahamas and created all the damage that it did.
Well, it's lost all of its steering currents. It basically has nothing to push it along right now. The forecast from the Hurricane Center is that those currents will pick up over the next 24 hours, and it will begin a very slow trek towards the north-northwest, hopefully staying about 60 miles or so off the coast of Florida. But everybody in its path, everybody along the coast of Florida from Cape Canaveral all the way up to the South Carolina and Georgia borders, really need to pay very close attention to the storm.
As far as why Henning does what he does, he says,
well, I've been flying hurricanes for 24 years. As a meteorologist, it's about the best job in the world, to be honest with you. It's important. It's the only way to get this kind of detailed information. Satellites are wonderful. Computer models are wonderful, but to get the very best, most detailed data, most accurate data about the inside of the storm, you have to fly aircraft into it.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.